Before we go to our text, we'll read from these requests of prayers of intercession which the children of God have wished to bring before God, the nation of God. Many service guests ask for their near family and their own family, dear ones, that they would be preserved whole even after difficult situations, and the trust between spouses would be preserved. Grandparents, that amongst the Christ of the family, a son who has given up his faith would receive the grace of to return a safe home for their children and for their daughters-in-law, strength in endeavor and faith. Parents, that the peace of the home would return and the parents could live naturally. A young child, on behalf of a grandmother who has experienced abuse, that she could get help for her trauma, and believing friends, sisters, prayers of intercession for themselves, that they could get through their traumatization of their childhood and of sexual abuse, that they could trust in God's guidance. Mother, that a daughter would be able to be healed from the traumatic childhood experiences. Mother, a prayer of intercession for her son who has difficulty with drugs, and that he could get freedom and the joy of life. Father and children, that their mother, sick mother, would be able to get better after a long sickness. A young daughter, that her little brother would be able to have a happy life even though he has difficulty with his heart condition. A grandmother, on behalf of the handicapped children, and also a mother on behalf of her daughter, that she could be healed from her psychiatric sickness and that she could give up smoking. A daughter, on behalf of her children, another sister, that the God could give her strength and friends. A young sister, that she could have the strength to accept the death of her father and have strength despite the sorrow of departing. A young sister, that her adopted children would be accepted by her parents and that they would receive grace of repentance. A husband or man, that he would not be bitter because of wrong deeds done to him, but that he could be free to go to services and yet work in the kingdom of God. Repentance, that a sister who has just made repentance, that she could receive friends and travel companions. A young sister, that she could have friends in the midst of loneliness and depression. A young sister, on behalf of her brother who is courting with an unbeliever, that she would not give up her faith and that her girlfriend would receive the grace of repentance. A young sister asks prayers of intercession on behalf of the peace of this world. A young thanks for the gift of faith, believing parents and friends. A mother thanks that God has heard her early prayers of intercession. Grandparents thank for the blessing of God in their lives, and that for this that God can lead matters in the best possible way. A sister thanks that the Heavenly Father has given friends to support her even in the midst of her marriage crisis, and she is thankful for every day that she can be believing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You protect me with your hand and guide me with your staff. Dear Heavenly Father, hear these prayers. May all things happen as according to thy will. In the name of the Triune of God, I'll read from here, from Psalm 122. Which is heard in Jesus' name as follows. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. King David is familiar to all of us in this way that we have heard of him. It has been preached of him and we have read of him. David experienced as a child of God many different times in his life. And in this psalm, David thanks the children of God. And first he gives a beautiful picture of the kingdom of God. First he speaks of the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, you have yet again come here into the hearing of God's word. Summer services have been awaited for. The children of God long for one another's company, for that flock which the good shepherd is leading. David gave of the kingdom of God as the house of the Lord. There on the monument, service monument, there's these elements that I read earlier, that there's if we're going into the house of the Lord through that service monument or gate. In David's life, there was also sorrow of sin. For this reason, he needed other children of God. We first of all remember Nathan, who God in his great love sent to speak when David fell into sins unto death. And he rejoices of this, that here in the psalm, that he can yet be in the kingdom of God. The motto of these services are, Your sins are forgiven unto you. David received his sins forgiven when he was penitent. To the penitent, always is the grace of God. Always. We need the grace of God, for if we no longer feel sin, we will also no longer need grace. For this reason, it is good that our hearts and our consciences would be as if a mind of a child would be sensitive, though when sin attaches, as it happens for all of us, that it would us, that Holy Spirit which we have received as a gift through the grace of repentance, that it would speak to us as a sensitive bird, that we would have the need to grace, a hurry. And I think, dear brothers and sisters, one for my own portion, I'm thinking, that how then that God's kingdom, those brothers and sisters, how they are so beautiful to behold, so dear, it becomes the mind of David. I rejoice of them who say to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. My brother and sister, look next to you. Who do you see? What do you see? You see a child of God. Travel companions, travel friends. So near is the kingdom of God. In you I wish to live, and in you I wish to be effect, says the Lord Jesus. It is yet true. We need the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd lives there where is the forgiveness of sins, where is echoing the sound of the blood of the Son of God. There is the Good Shepherd. There it is good for us to be. For this reason, David rejoiced of the kingdom of God, because in the midst of the kingdom of God is the house of the congregation. And I think in this way, dear brothers and sisters, that we are in this house of the congregation, as if we can with a childlike mind think that here is the house of this congregation. And listen, during the travel in the wilderness, when the children of God were traveling towards the promised land, they time to time paused before the house or the tents of the congregation, the tabernacle. For what reason? Because there was the Ark of the Covenant, the grace throne. Is here the grace throne, dear brothers and sisters? Do you have experience when you have been in services? Now the Lord Jesus himself sits here on the grace throne, has even sat there on these services. For the tired and the weary, the tempted and tried, for the doubting children of God, has echoed the sound of the Good Shepherd. Sins can be forgiven, even doubts. And our dear Savior, in the name and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this nation of the Lord, people of the Lord, the nation of Israel, was traveling there in the wilderness, as we are also symbolically traveling in the wilderness. Even in our midst is carried the Ark of the Covenant, the grace throne. And that grace throne, there sits the Lord Jesus. And for this reason, David rejoiced of this. When the Ark of the Covenant, as the Bible tells in the Chronicles, at that time there was still the Ark of the Covenant still existed, and it was preserved there or kept in Jerusalem in the temple, but it was lost for a small time. And when the Ark of the Covenant then was brought to Jerusalem, then David was giving thanks before the Ark. He was giving thanks when the Ark of the Covenant was brought closer, the grace throne. And he was received rebuke of this from his own spouse, who said that you mocked yourself when you jumped there before the Ark. You remember, dear brothers and sisters, a time when there was the sounds of thanksgiving, even in these summer services, in the time, their time, they were many. But the time has changed. We live a time where we must endeavor. Not in the world is there necessary to endeavor, but the child of God needs to endeavor. For this reason, this journey in the wilderness, it is as if pictured in us, similar to us. And when those children of God were traveling towards the promised land, the Ark of the Covenant was in their midst. And a cloud moved before them, that cloud, there was God as a pillar of smoke in the fire and a pillar of fire at night. And then when the cloud stopped, then the nation, God's people, set up the tent or the camp, and the cloud set itself upon the house of the tabernacle, there where the Ark of the Covenant was. Now is the cloud stopped and anikoski. The house of God is even in the midst of these people of this area where the children of God have gathered, tired even, doubting, tempted. The wilderness journey feels tiring. And that pillar of smoke, it was God Himself who traveled before His children. So it is even today. What is that cloud? It is the blood of Edom. The bloody cloud of Edom. Dear, listen to your brother and sister who are maybe tired. We are beholding this time, sometimes, worrying and doubting. Will I be preserved believing? Will I be preserved as a child of God in the midst of the children of God? When there are so many changes in the midst of this time. Listen, we are yet children of God in the house of the tabernacle, in the congregation. Our heart is filled as with David with joy, when even from this place when I behold you, dear brothers and sisters, that I can also be in this tabernacle in the kingdom of God. Doesn't not give in us joy, even though the world will change in any way. The kingdom of God, its journeying, its power does not change. It remains the same. We do not need to be afraid, rather rejoice of our mutual faith and love, brotherly and mutual. For this reason, we have come to be strengthened in our faith, even in these services. The pillar of the cloud has stopped in the midst of its children. For this reason, David rejoices that he can be in the kingdom of God. For our feet shall stand within thy gates. I would rather be a caretaker in the house of the Lord than 1,000 years elsewhere. Isn't it so secure to think? And patience is necessary for us to do the will of God, dear brothers and sisters. We need patience in the midst of this time when we wish to live in the kingdom of God. Namely, when the disciples, I will stop for a moment and mark in the 13th chapter that portion, when the children, disciples, were before the temple in Jerusalem. They wondered of that building, for it was architecturally large and beautiful creation, 30 meter large foundation stones even. And then Jesus said to those disciples that there will not remain a stone, one stone upon another. Even this temple will be destroyed. And so it happened in its time. But when the disciples then asked Jesus, that what will those signs be before his coming? For namely, their thoughts then moved to the end times. And they wished to know "When will the end times be?" Jesus then lists these signs, and that which speaks, I have sometimes been startled at this, that Jesus lifts up in the signs of the times one sign that is just very visible. He refers to the book of Daniel. And he says there in this way that when the disciples go upon him and that they want to know things that even the Jesus himself doesn't know when he will come again, then Jesus says very valuable words referring to the book of Daniel. "When ye shall see the abomination of desolation, standing where it ought not." This was one of the signs, the abomination of desolation. What is it? It is the wrong doctrine and teaching, the spirit of wrong doctrine and teaching, that also refers, it gets the spirit of Antichrist moving, which is the one that standeth against. In the book of Daniel, it refers to this kind of a sorrowful time where the Antichrist Antiochus destroyed the law books of the God from the temple and brought there the wrong doctrine and teaching. And Daniel, in the book of Daniel, is referred to this Antiochus Epiphanes. And Daniel, in the book of Daniel, when you read the preamble to it, there it is said in other places in this way, that this spirit will reject the love of the wife. Now we understand what Jesus was referring to through Daniel. And it is important now to a moment to pause that what did Daniel experience? Daniel in Babylon experienced when he believed with a childlike mind as the Word of God teaches. God protected him as he protects even us, shielded him in us. And God, the protection of God is so great that we, dear brothers and sisters, do not have nothing evil happen to us, so that the Lord would not know at what time we live and what kind of a life situation we each are living in. Namely, against David, even though he was with the help of the temporal law, when in other ways they were not able to strive against the faith of Daniel, then the enemy of souls, with the help of his own, created a law that caused Daniel's faith to be tried. And despite this, Daniel served God and believed. And so do we, dear brothers and sisters. Even though the time changes, we trust with a childlike mind in the Heavenly Father. Even though the enemy of souls would change, the temporal laws and statutes, we will remain with the power of God, with the power of the gospel, with a childlike mind on that foundation that stands. The walls of Zion will not fall down. When the rock foundation is Jesus, there we have a sure foundation. And just think, what is also necessary for us to remember, even in the midst of this time, where the enemy of souls is doing his work very diligently, even changing these temporal laws and statutes, as if to drive us in our faith. How did Daniel relate to King Darius, who made that law. When Daniel was released from the lion's den, and the king, as being worried, ran into the gate of the lion's den, he yells, "Has your God saved you, Daniel?" What does Daniel say first of all? Even though the temporal law had, the law of this time had caused his law to his faith to be tried, he yelled, "Long live the king!" There is, dear brothers and sisters, for us, we do not rise up against this legal government. We pray in our dear fatherland on behalf of the government. We do not, dear brothers and sisters, have war against flesh and blood, but against the enemy of souls and its spiritual powers. We honor these laws. We have a good land. We are able to even here in this tabernacle freely gather, but we cross our hands. That God would yet bless this land and give wisdom, which we wish to honor. But we always remember this, that if the time would go, no matter how evil it would become, we would honor, but we would listen more to God. For we should be more obedient to God. We meet these conflicts in our time that is sure, but it is secure. We have a secure tabernacle of the congregation, the kingdom of God. Into this kingdom David wished to invite all. For he says that Jerusalem has been built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, on to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. The spirit of the Antichrist, it is very smart, for it does not deny Christ, but it denies the doctrine of Christ. How is one made righteous? And the Antiochus Epiphanes, he placed every on place of every day a daily sacrifice, a new sacrifice, in behalf of the everyday worship service is familiar for us. What do we need every day? Only one sacrifice do we need. Our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Sometimes in this time is a complaint made that it is, you have a sermon which is too centrally based upon the kingdom. Even in this text and many other portions of the Bible, we can see that where is the Lord Jesus sitting? He is sitting in the kingdom of God on his grace throne. Jesus says that you've heard that Christ is here. If you hear Christ is here or there, do not go. Do not believe. Remain as a child, with a childlike mind. And into this Jerusalem, and another name God, David uses as the house of the Lord, or Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Which Jerusalem? That Jerusalem which has come down from above, from heaven, which is free, and the mother of us all. Just think, brothers and sisters, dear brothers and sisters, it is our mother. Isn't not our mother dear? The natural mother is dear. We have the God's kingdom as a mother, as a dear one. I have many times myself, even from this place, in smaller services. And I wish to say, to note this even now, for it warms my mind that even I can be here. Here is my brother and sister. Here is my mother. Is it not, dear brothers and sisters? Here is our mother. Fear not, my dear brother and sister. Would the world go turn over even onto its side? But in the kingdom of God, there are two matters which will not be taken away. We can take away customs, we can take away ways of speaking, phrases, but not the Spirit of God. Not. The Spirit of God will not live anywhere else. It is that fire which gives light at night as a pillar of fire. The travel of the children of God, that fire which burns on the altar and burns even those ugliest sins away when that sacrifice has been placed there. The Heavenly Father has placed in His Son. For that reason, David says here so beautifully, for there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Have you, dear brothers, sisters, and even me, how are we judged here in the kingdom of God, from the kingdom of God? The judgment sounds a little bit of to be a bad thing. Are we not judged when we have stumbled on the way to heaven? We have been judged when God has been able to awaken in our hearts. We have been judged. The penitent has been judged with grace and with mercy. You and me, many times doubting and stumbling on the way to heaven. Always the grace has been sufficient. When has been shown to a penitent and a tempted one that you have already gone over that boundary, that no longer is the grace belong to you? Never has it been so. And this invitation is belongs to all. For there shall the tribes, as David says, there are the thrones to judge. And here in this evening, time of evening, when the evening is moving already to night, I do not know. Is it too much said that we are already fading into the evening, into night? The signs of the times are remarkable. But even in the midst of this, we see through the God's leadership is a miracle matter. I think of you, dear brothers and sisters. You whose flags of your countries fly there out there outside. You can hear even greetings from here to on the other sides of the oceans. Namely, of this time it is said, even though it changes and the Bible is fulfilled, it is said in this way, that during that time there will the power of God be moved, strength of God. We have such a good time of visitation now. It is really remarkable how the work of the kingdom of God is successful. God has given as a counterbalance a good time to yet do this work. But the time of visitation is being used up. Dear, listen to your ones. You even your ones here at Anikoski and all who are listening through different forms of media. The time of visitation is being used up. The time is being fulfilled. The Bible is being fulfilled. God is yet dearly calling into His kingdom. And what is the nearest for us children of God in our hearts? Is it not this, those dear ones who have maybe been led astray by the enemy of souls, away out of this kingdom of God, and given up? Oh, how many mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, how their hearts are quietly carrying pain on behalf of their dear ones. For in the kingdom of God, when we are being cared for with the gospel, then our lamp of faith is brightly burning. We are also living during the time of the 10 virgins. We should be vigilant in this, that in our lamps the oil would not end. For if from the lamp of faith the oil dries up, the gospel is no longer that which what it is. Then that fire, that flame of love will no longer burn in that lamp. But when in the lamp of faith there is enough oil, then we have love for one another. We see then in our brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ, our travel companion, our escort. We are no longer alone. That is an important matter. And for this reason, we wish for Jerusalem to have peace. For that reason, we wish to greet each other with God's peace, that peace would be preserved there in our hearts. For that you shall be known by as my disciples, that you keep love one with another. Is this not good to be in this mutual love? And that even now, here in Anikoski, we are in this tabernacle of the congregation. We are keeping camp so that we might be strengthened in our faith. Here, dear brothers and sisters from this place, dear brothers have called out with the good voice of the Good Shepherd of the strength of the Holy Spirit, that gospel that we need. Is it not a joyous matter that we are here now together? And we remember those dear ones that are on the other side of the ocean in the same faith, journeying, owning the same spirit, together rejoicing with us. For this reason, Jesus says that watch. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brothers and brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord of our God, I will seek thy good. You, dear brothers and sisters, who have done this volunteer work here, innumerable turns, or serving here. Here, David wishes to remind us, every one of us, of this, that we would seek the best for the house of God. Even there in our turn of service, which is given to each and every one of us, all service in the kingdom of God is necessary and good. There isn't different value set upon different turns of service, but all are important. You even, dear elders, how many times even your hands have been crossed to pray that the work of the kingdom of God would be successful. This is how the mutual love between God's kingdom, God's children, because it is affected by the Holy Spirit. I have said to the confirmation students, when I myself received grace through repentance from the world, I cannot bring this out very simply, or how I began to feel towards other children of God. This the mind of man cannot understand. We have the Holy Spirit, which cannot be dressed up in words. A certain dear brother said one time, when somebody had asked him that, oh, well, how do you know it? That you have the same spirit. That the brother could not say that. You just feel it when you meet. Even a stranger child of God, that soon you notice that we are the children of the same Father. The Spirit is, which testifies with our spirit, that we are the children of God. This is what we need, even in the midst of this time. Even the children of Korah said in their time, how wonderful are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. So we can also say here at Anikoski. And just listen to what has been promised to one who is endeavoring, even in the midst of this time, where we are battling sometimes. We meet even resistance sometimes. But so did Elijah. and to him was said and shown that the kingdom of God, the work of the kingdom of God, is not attached to victory or to defeats. Just think, soul, God said to Elijah, who was victorious against the prophets of Baal, but the temptations did not end even then there for Elijah. And he there even was saying that couldn't it all already end? And he was told there that the work of the kingdom of God is not dependent upon victories or defeats. God does his work and protects even his own. Finally, I'd wish to raise up what is said there. Is it there in the Proverbs? You may remember better than me. There is said of that day which we see, we will see the face of our Savior. What is there said? Then shall the righteous stand with great courage against those who have rejected his work and have mocked and persecuted him. They will sigh in their spirit and in tribulation and say that, are these the ones who are saved? These who we kept as foolish and their ends to be foolish. These are the ones who are the children of God. We have gone false journeys, but the journey of truth we have not known. Then here we will see those dear ones who have already made it to the destination, and we will see our Savior's face. Dear brothers and sisters, that bloody cloud of Edom is even here now above the people of God, and it sprinkles even for your poor and dry and tempted heart for its joy and nourishment. Believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. The minister is blessing those in the congregation who are asking for a blessing. Dear brothers and sisters, all sin, believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. Preach to one another here, there. From here I cannot always see. It's such a joyous matter that we have a God who helps us. And that cloud which shields and refreshes us, it is always in the midst of God's people. Unto this we can trust. Fear not, you little flock, for it is my Father's good will to give unto you the kingdom. Even so, today we can remain securely believing and continuing that temporal duty in Jesus' name, blood, dear brother, sins are forgiven, and to continue that duty which God has each one of us assigned. But let us remain at the feet of the Good Shepherd. You small boys and girls, even believe, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And the youth, do not forsake the kingdom of God. Do not forsake. There is nothing in the world that would be as such for which it would pay to trade living faith. Life is short, but study and build your own life in your homeland, but keep a hold of your place as a child of God. Remain in the flock of Christ. Can I, dear brothers and sisters, remain believing my own sins and temptations forgiven? Even text temptations I had were so severe, and I feel when I came to here, to this place, very poor. That can I remain believing my own sins and sorrows and temptations forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. And we say securely, in Jesus' name, amen.